Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev, and Vayeshev is an unbelievable parsha. A parsha, we know, the story of Yosef unfolds. Yosef goes down to first be sold by his brothers, ultimately down to Mitzrayim, ultimately the time for the Geula take place in Mitzrayim. In the middle of the parasha, fellas, is a very, very cryptic and challenging story. A story that's very, very hard to understand on a pshat level. Even with the farsha, it's very hard to understand. What happens? The Torah says that Yehuda goes down from his brothers. Rashi explains that his brothers lower him from his rank. Yehuda had a rank. Yehuda was the man. He was the brother that everyone looked up to. And unfortunately, because of Bechiras Yosef, the brothers took him down a notch. They said, Yehuda, we would have listened to you. Had you told us to save him, we would have listened to you and actually saved him. Because of you, we sold him down to Arabs on the way down to Egypt. The brothers lowered Yehuda, and the Torah describes a very, very unbelievable story. He goes to find a wife for his son. One son dies, two sons dies, and then the story with Tamar, Yehuda himself doesn't realize who Tamar is. He thinks that she's a woman that's acting promiscuously in an inappropriate way, and unfortunately, whatever unfolds, and two sons are born. That's the story which somehow creeps in into the parsha of Vayeshev. How do we make sense of this parsha? So the truth is, if we think about it logically, it don't make sense. They ask a lot of questions. Do they have to act that way? What do they do? What's going on over here? There's an unbelievable medrash, a famous medrash, an unbelievable medrash that sheds light onto the whole story, and also onto what I think, perhaps, what was going on behind the scenes last night as President Trump made his speech at 8 o'clock p.m. to the entire world about recognizing Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Israel. Let me explain. Says the Medrash, Vayi Vayi Sahi. Medrash quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Ki Anochi Yadat Yisam Achshavos. God knows the thoughts. Shvatim Ayu Asukim B'Mechiras Asher Yosef. The Shvatim, the brothers, were busy selling Yosef. V'Yosef Ayu Asuk B'Sakva V'Tan Yisam. And Yosef was busy in his sackcloth and his mourning. He feels terrible. His brothers sold him down to Egypt. Reuven Ayu Asuk B'Sakva V'Tan Yisam. Reuben's mourning because he is in trouble because he has to tell his father that Yosef is missing. The Yaakov Vayasav Pesach V'Tanisam. And Yaakov is busy mourning because his son Yosef is missing. The Yehuda Vayasav Likach Lavisha. And Yehuda is busy going to find a wife for his son. And what's God doing? Everyone's busy. Busy with stuff, important stuff. This one's mourning, this one's suffering, this one's going to find a wife. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God, Haya Osek, is busy with Ubore, and creating Orosh HaMashiach, the light of Mashiach. What in the world is this Medrash talking about? Everyone's busy with their thing, and God is busy creating the light of Mashiach. What this means, my friends, on one level, interpretation is as follows. There's something incredible in this world called Hashlachas Hashem, which means God's involvement in the world. Hashem, kavyachol, behind the scenes, is pulling the strings on that which goes on in the world. And our experience, whatever we experience in the world, is one level of experience. It's only our perspective. It's only our take on what's going on in the world. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from behind the scenes, is pulling strings and deciding the destiny of Klal Yisrael, the destiny of the world, at the exact same time. And not only that, friends, but sometimes at the darkest times, sometimes in the times where a person thinks everything is the worst of the worst of the worst, and it makes no sense whatsoever, it's dafka then that the light of Mashiach is shining forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy making Mashiach in the darkest, darkest time. Look at this time. Can you find a darker moment in the history of Yaakov? You know, everyone's mourning. Yaakov's mourning. Yosef's mourning. Reuben's mourning. Everyone's suffering. Their brothers are selling their brother to slavery. How bleak does it get? How dark does it get? And the answer is, it's very dark. At the dark moment, at that very dark moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings and busy taking care of the destiny of Mashiach and of Klal Yisrael. Today, on the Jewish calendar, is the 19th day of Kislev, Yat Kislev. We sang a few minutes ago, Al Nisim, it's almost Chanukah. Chanukah, my friends, we'll discuss this more in Rit Hashem on Chanukah. Chanukah is in a very, very dark time. It's dead winter. It's when there's the most darkness out. The days are the shortest calendar days of the year. And the night is the longest night, symbolic of the fact that there's a very, very thick darkness that's around us. And we say to ourselves, oh my gosh, it's so dark, it's so dark. Where's the light at the end of the tunnel? Where's the positive? Where's the upside that might exist from all the challenges going on around us? Where is that? All we see is difficulty and suffering and trouble, and all of a sudden, the light of Chanukah comes from amid all the darkness that exists throughout the time of Chanukah, all the challenging moments that were there, and Chanukah comes about. Last night, at 8 o'clock at night, President Trump made a speech. If you know me a little bit by now, I don't know how well you guys know me yet, we're still getting to know each other. Hopefully we'll get to know each other a lot more over the course of the year and beyond, Bez Hashem. I'm not into politics at all. I don't understand politics fully. I don't appreciate politics myself. And the last thing I would want to do is spend the Parsha Shmos talking about politics. Is it a good political move for Trump? Is it a bad political move? I'm not going there. I don't know. I'm not even sure how much personally I care about the political part of this at all. But I'll tell you what I do care about. I care about the fact that in the middle of all the turmoil, in the middle of all the darkness, in the middle of all the challenges we've had in Eretz Yisrael for the last 70 years since it's been established, all of a sudden, there's something going on. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? No. We hope it's a good thing. Does it mean so much that he has declared Yerushalayim as the capital? We all know Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. There's no such thing as Palestine. It doesn't exist. As in Palestine. There is something called Eretz Yisrael. That's the land that we live in. That's not political. That's just a reality. We live in Eretz Yisrael. And the capital of Eretz Yisrael always has and always will be Yerushalayim Yerkodesh. But the point that Rabbi says is as follows. The point is, we have to understand that we're living history. We have to understand that there's a destiny of our people that's going on behind the scenes. Sometimes behind the scenes, and sometimes in front of our own eyes. Why should Donald Trump get up? What, was he bored yesterday? Why should he get up and rock the whole Muslim world and make them all upset? Why? Why do that? For what? Why should he make all the Arabs be off from school today and try to think of ways to Khalil al-Khas, start up with the Israelis and the Jews in Eretz Israel? Why? Is he bored? But his daughter, Ivanka, is trying to tell him, hey, Abba, you know, or Daddy, you know, Dad probably, not Abba. I don't know what she calls him. Whatever she calls him. You think she's saying, you know, maybe let's make a ruckus. No. The answer is, behind the scenes, when things look like one-dimensional, there's a story of Yehuda and Tamar, and there's Orosh HaMashiach,
in the background. And there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling strings. And sometimes it's in dark moments, moments of mamash, confusion, darkness, lack of clarity, that there's a light that shines forth. Sometimes it comes about in funny ways. When I expected that Donald Trump be the one to come out with that statement, no. But you know what? Ribbono Shel Olam has harbi shluchim alav. He has a lot of different emissaries. He has a lot of ways to get things done. And he's busy, Kavyach, Hashem is busy with a plan for us. My father, Shlita, would say, pinch yourself. Why? Not to hurt yourself. Pinch yourself because you're living history. Pinch yourself because your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents would have given their lives just to look at Eretz Yisrael, let alone to live here, let alone to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, let alone to establish the land, to settle the land. And we are mamash living history. And we're living mamash, we're living this medrash. We're living the fact that during times when things are unclear and not so passionate, because God is pulling the strings. You should be zocha on both sides to the Gula Shlema. The Gula Shlema means nothing against President Trump. The Gula Shlema means that Mashiach comes and Har HaBayis is no longer worshipped by Muslims in Al-Aqsa Mosque, but we are zocha to go not to go with Har HaBayis like we didn't discuss this week. Yes, no, now. No, to go. Like we're all going to go. Like there's a mitzvah in the Torah to go. Shalosh Regalim. Everybody together, with fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, grandchildren together, to be Ola Regel, to daven like we're supposed to daven, to have the Gula Shlema. Sometimes it comes in crazy and unexpected ways, in ways that we never thought or dreamt it would come. We should be zocha, Be'ez Hashem, to understand and to appreciate what we're going through, we're living through, and to see in our days, speedily in our days, the Gula Shlema, the Amitis, that everything will come to a sense of clarity. And we'll be able to say, Shira Malas, Shira Hashem, Shira Tzion, when we see Hashem, Malas, Yeterna, even Cholim. We were dreaming the entire time. It was an incredible dream. We are, Baruch Hashem, Zochet, to be part of the unfolding of the wonderful Shabbos Musa.
Watch out.